Do you think Chicago has a chance now with all the injuries they have?
Well, I mean, Rex Grossman seems to be playing a little better. That's always been the biggest question mark. You know, your team is only going to be as good as the weakest link. You know, and that means that if they basically have got enough people in those backup positions that can fill in and get the job done, and some of the other stars on that defense are going to have to step up and start making some more plays, then they'll be fine. But, I mean, when you lose a Tommy Harris, you lose a Mike Brown for the season, I mean, those are really, really big players in the grand scheme of what they're trying to do. And the problem is, you know, when you're trying to win a championship, you know, you gotta be good, you gotta have some luck, and you really gotta have some luck with the injuries when it comes down to the end of the season. You can't lose any major players. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, even though they're playing a team, you know, this week that really isn't that good of a football team, that team is still gonna come out fired up and trying to win that football game. It's gonna be interesting to watch and see how the defense actually plays, how they react, and how they play without some of the key members that they're going to be missing.
And Indianapolis, it's interesting, you know, they give up 375 yards rushing, and one of the worst examples of tackling you can imagine. They add Rob Morris, who is supposedly a tougher linebacker, but they're still missing Bob Sanders. Do you think Indianapolis is going to do enough to gain enough stability at that position?
I don't know if they can. Right now, the best defense for Indianapolis is their offense. Just as long as their offense can continue to put points on the board the way that they have been, their defense is, you know, sometimes when your offense is playing extremely well, it's less pressure on the defense because, you know, every possession that they get, they're driving, putting themselves in position to either score or either A or B, you know, they're playing the field position game where the other team has to drive a long way to get into to scoring position. I think when you get down to some of the better defenses in the game, especially in the AFC division, I think that that's where they're going to run into problems because I don't think that they're going to be able to turn every possession into a possible point-producing possession. And in that stead, then the weakness in their defense is really going to shine through because the team is really committed, you know, to running the ball a la a team like the Baltimore Ravens. You know, they're going to see a steady dose of Jamal Lewis. And if they're running the ball with any efficiency that day, then all of a sudden the play action, the short rollouts and all that, those things come into play, and Steve McNair starts to really turn into the player that they brought him in to be. I see some real glaring problems for them, you know, on the defensive side. They're not, you know, technically sound. They don't tackle well. You know, Dwight Freeney gets up the field, you know, way too much. Sure, he had three sacks the other night, but against a team that was...
That's all he's doing.
Well, but, I mean, that's his M.O. You know, he's a rush guy. But, you know, if I'm an offensive coordinator, what I do is I run the ball at him, you know, more times than not, especially when they move him around quite a bit because, you know what, he wants to get up the field. And when he gets up the field, he creates rushing lanes, you know, to run the ball. So, I mean, there's some things that they need to address. You know, they had some success last year, but, you know, the injury bug has bitten them this year, and they're not nowhere near as talented as what they were last year from the standpoint of how they're playing the game.